Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Trek dual stimulation thrusting and rotating vibrating male masturbation toy from Sohemi. So I'm not sure why this is yellow. It kind of reminds me of like Bumblebee from the Transformers, but this is a spinning robot pussy which has two bullet vibrators built into the insert. So it's actually a spinning, thrusting, vibrating robot pussy. It's not perfect. I mean, it doesn't suck. I mean, you know what I mean? It's good. I'm not saying it should suck, but it should have suction. That's what it's missing. This toy is missing suction. And there's a couple other things. There's a few nitpicks, but otherwise I'm very, very impressed with this toy. Okay, so let's go over the buttons. There's four buttons. This one's power. So you see there's a digital display which tells you the setting it's on. So one of these is spin. So that's vibration. Oh, you can actually see the vibrations making the, let me see if you can see that. This is on low. Let me turn on high. Maybe if I turn it on. Okay, if I turn it on, let me see if you can see that. I don't know if the camera's picking that up. But you can, the vibrators are really powerful, and you can actually see them vibrating from there. So that's the vibrations. There's two bullet vibrators built into the insert. And then the other button is it activates the spinning thrusting. And what's cool is the digital display will tell you this setting. So the left number is the vibration setting, and the right number is the thrusting spinning setting. Now the thrust and spin is on a track, so you can't spin independently or thrust independently. You can only spin and thrust. So we'll turn this up high. Oh, and it alternates. So it's got seven different thrusting spin modes. All right, so let's turn this off for just a second. All right, so let's turn it back on. I want to show you this. The third button goes to max settings for both vibration and the spin thrust. So if you just want to make it go as powerful as it can, just hit this third button. It goes to 8.8. And this is maximum vibration, maximum spin. And look, I'm just going to put it down. You can see, like, it's going. It's got some power behind it. So it may be hard to see. It's thrusting, it's spinning. It's got the vibrations. It's real good. It's real good. All right. Now you may be wondering, how did they get bullet vibrators into this? Because don't they have wires? And doesn't the spinning cause the wires to tangle? Like, how did they solve that puzzle? So let me show you. All right. We're gonna take this part off. That's how you know to clean it. And now what we're gonna do is we're just gonna pull the entire cage out. Okay. And check this out. It has a connector plate. So this little kind of copper plate connects with these two electrodes, and that's what connects to these wires. And you can see the bullet vibrator. Let me make sure the light. You can see the bullet vibrator. It's built into this pocket. And you can see the wires right there, but the wires connect to this plate, which connects to these electrodes, which is how it can spin without the wires getting tangled. Now, technically, you can remove this insert. You can push this in, pull these out, but you're gonna have to figure out a way to get the bullet vibrators out of their pocket without damaging the wires. I wouldn't risk it. Now, this insert is pretty open. It's not like super small. You could just rinse this out like a cup. You don't need, usually I like to take the insert out so I could rinse it off thoroughly, turn it inside out, dry both sides, then I put it back together. But this is so elaborate with the wires and all that stuff. I would just fill it up with water, dump it like a cup. It's totally waterproof, so you can clean this in the sink after you're done using it. So that, I'm very impressed with this. It would have been nice if the wires weren't there. Like, I would like to be able to take the insert out with confidence, but I'm very worried about damaging the wires. So I would just rinse this out like a cup, like fill it up with water, dump it out, fill it up with water, dump it out, and just do that a few times until it's clean. Now, it may be hard to see. Again, this would be much easier if I could take the insert out of the cage. There's a tongue in the back of this insert. So it may be easier to see from the side. I don't know if you can, there's a tongue. I don't know if you can see that. It's, let me see if I can, I know the glare is horrible. I'm sorry. But you could see the tongue, you know, through the plastic. So there's like a tongue. It's about this, it's about yay big. So there's a tongue inside this. It's in the back. And so not only are you getting the spin and the thrust from the insert, not only getting the vibrations from these two bullet vibrators, which are very powerful, there's also a little silicone tongue that can give you a little flicky flick. Here's my, okay, nitpick number one. Because this is a two-part toy, what I mean by two-part toy is there is the cage with its insert, and then there is the like, I don't know, the cover with the insert that your penis pushes up against. And because this is a two-part toy, there is a gap. So you're putting your dick in here, it's spinning on your stuff like this, you're thrusting in and out, right? So the problem is with this, because it's a two-part toy, lube and cum and who knows what else is going to get down here. It's going to get down into the mechanism, and there's no gasket. There's no waterproof gasket to protect the electronics from jizz and cum dripping down there. This is why a lot of toys are smush toys, where they have like a thinner section of the insert between the cap and the cage, and you know, they kind of smush. But you can't have a spinny toy that's a smush toy, because it'll make this part spin too. So I understand why this is a two-part toy, but if you're gonna have a two-part toy, like here, let me demonstrate. All right, so you know, you're thrusting, you're putting your dick in, or you're just letting your dick sit in here, but you know, cum and lube can leak out of this gap. See how I'm putting my finger down there? Like, cum and lube can leak into the gap around this. So that's nitpick number one. Nitpick number one is, because it's a two-part toy, there should be a gasket covering the vulnerable electronics, so you could wash this in the sink if you come in it or get lube in it. So that's nitpick number one. And nitpick number two is just related to how the vibrators can't separate very easily from the cage because of the wires, and the wires are very short. So that's the other thing. Like, I would like to be able to take the insert out. Here's how I propose fixing this. Have the cage have snap latches, so you can not take the insert out of the cage by like pulling it through, but have the cage unsnap. So it snaps together on the side, and there's like little plastic snaps, and you undo the plastic snaps and the cage falls away, which allows you to turn the insert inside out. You don't need to remove the bolt vibrators, because the bolt vibrators are flexible because of the wire. The goal of turning the insert inside out is to make sure you get all the stuff that's inside of it out and clean it out and dry it thoroughly, so you don't get any kind of residue or any kind of stuff growing in there because you didn't clean it correctly. So I don't want to take this out of the plastic insert as is, because I'm worried about breaking the wires. But if these had plastic latches and you can just unsnap them and the cage can fall away, and I could just turn the insert inside out to clean it more easily, that would be great. And that would make this toy perfect. That's my only concern. My only concern is basically cleanup. I'm worried about my cum and lube getting down in there, and I'm worried about breaking these vibrators if I try to clean the insert out more thoroughly. But as far as the toy itself goes, this is great. The only thing left now, I mean, we have thrusting, we have spinning, and now we have vibration. We just need suction. If we get the spinning, sucking, vibrating, thrusting toy, then we can finally form Captain Robot Pussy. So right now we have three out of the four. We just need suction, and then we're good to go. And suction, I've seen spinning toys that have suction. So I've never seen toys that have the built-in bullet vibrators into the spinning cage. So that's the innovation for this toy. And I've reviewed toys which are spinning, thrusting, sucking toys. So the technology already exists. Now we just gotta bring it all together. Bring it all together so we can have a spinning, sucking, vibrating, thrusting, one spinning robot pussy to rule them all. Now, if you want to, you know, I love spinning robot pussies, don't get me wrong. This one is too big to fit inside of a doll. So the Revy spinning robot pussy, which I endorse, that one is made to fit inside of a doll's cavity so you can actually have sex with your sex doll while her pussy spins on you. This one is too big for that. This is just it's a masturbation cup. So you hold it and you jerk off with it just like a Fleshlight. The recharge port is here. It comes with a USB-C cable, which I always appreciate, but it's not hands-free. This should, honestly, another nitpick, this should be hands-free. There should at least be the screw hole for the hands-free. It doesn't have to come with one. A lot of hands-free toys don't come with a suction cup, but because this doesn't like thrust inside the toy, there's no reason why this couldn't be hands-free, because you just put your dick in it and it does all the work. So at least put the little threaded bolt connector on here, that way you can attach a hands-free suction cup. So attach a hands-free suction cup, that'd be good, and then allow me to remove the cage easy without, you know, breaking anything, so I can clean the insert and then protect the inner workings from any cum or jizz, make it waterproof, add a gasket, and then this toy would be perfect. Now, as is, even though this toy isn't perfect, but the things I've said are basically just nitpicks, this toy is less than $100. Now, the fact this is a spinning, thrusting, vibrating toy, and it's got two very powerful bolt vibrators, if you were to ask me how much this toy costs, I would say between $150 and $200. This toy only costs $85.99, and I have a 20% off coupon code. So you can use the 20% off coupon code, save even more money on this toy, but it's already extremely reasonably priced at $85.99. So this is like the amount of features and the quality of this toy, it's probably the $150 to $200. Now, if it added those things, like if it added a suction cup, hands-free bolt thing, and if it made the insert easier to clean, a little bit more peace of mind in that way, or if it added suction, then that would skyrocket this toy to like a $250 tier. But as it stands now, this is a solid $150 to $200 toy that you can get right now for $85.99 with a 20% off coupon code. So very strong recommend. If you haven't tried a spinning robot pussy, if you don't want to spend the $300-$400 on a doll insertable spinning robot pussy, but you want to try one out, you want to know what all the fuss is about, this is an excellent spinning robot pussy if you don't have one, because it thrusts and it spins, it's got two powerful vibrators in it, and it's pretty easy to clean. I'm pretty impressed with it. I'm very impressed with it, actually. So that's really all I have to say. Strong recommend, use the coupon code, save 20%, and it's good for the whole site. So if you already have a spinning robot pussy that you're comfortable with, you could check out the Swingy website, check out all the toys they have, and save 20% on your order. Or you could check out the Trek, the dual stimulation, thrusting, rotation, vibration, spinning robot pussy. So check it out. Use the coupon code. Thank you, Sohimi, for sending me this toy. This is Turtfling You Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.